Hey there, my name is Catherine, and that's my first podcast that I wanted you to listen. Today, we will speak about how weather dictates our desires and how to use this in marketing. Since it's my very first podcast, I will tell about myself a little bit. I'm living in Vienna, having a marketing and design agency, and already worked with such brands as Power, Revolut, Raiffeisen, MasterCard, UNICEF, who else, Zaha Hadid, Lukoil, Nicholas Safronov, and all of the other startups in neurological, AI, and even beauty sphere. I've learned so much about design and media marketing and marketing in general, because I figured out that if you do not combine those two things to make business work, then whatever you will design, whatever you will market, any ads of yours will just simply not work, and that's the truth. So today, and like in all of the series, we will speak about some things that are not obvious in marketing and design, but really, really needed to use in your business. Also great for bloggers, creators, or people that wanna develop their own personal brand. So if you're ready, let's get started. Media marketing. The weather dictates our desires. How to use this in marketing. Imagine you enter an electronic store. It's pouring rain outside and you're soaking wet. In the store, a huge poster advertisement, a fan, is prominently displayed. How will you react? Most likely, you will not even glance at the fan. At this moment, you need an umbrella, hot tea, and perhaps a heater. You're hardly interested in product man, but entirely different weather conditions. This is precisely why weather-based marketing is so important. Weather-based marketing involves using weather data to adapt marketing campaigns to the needs and desires of customers in a specific place and at a specific time. For weather-based marketing, you can choose either the most relevant or the cheapest product. For example, relevant product or service, the offered product might be expensive but very important for the customer. Consider regions where flights are often cancelled due to bad weather. Passengers of cancelled flights have to urgently find accommodation for a few days until the next flight. Hotel chain can set up weather-dependent advertisement for room bookings near airports, thanks so much to campaign. Red Roofs accelerated to the network growth by 10% in regions just by using this campaign. Second option, cheapest product. An offer as a trigger to enter the point of sale. In the Chinese market, fast-moving consumer goods chains use advertisement for the cheapest product to increase sales of other goods. Rainy weather, store screens display an ad for an umbrella for 3 yuan. I think it's like 0.3 euro. I'm not sure with that. Okay, it's 3 euro. So passerby enter the store, attracted by the current promo, and leave with several bags of product, not always buying the advertised umbrella. That is, the visitor comes to the store out of forced loyalty, and inside the store, other promotional materials upsell him additional goods. Isn't it great? I even noticed that so many times in Vienna, one of the brands is using umbrellas to attract customers during the rain and another is not, and the one that use umbrellas have such a huge crowd all the time during this rainy weather and they are not buying umbrellas. Because if it's rain already and you need to wait somewhere and you go into umbrella, it probably will be in the store nearby and you will buy shampoo or some other goods you need. So, why is weather-based marketing is so effective? First, it allows offering people what they really need at the moment. Second, it increases conversion and sales. And third, it helps build customer loyalty. You basically saved him. To use this method, analyze the impact of weather on your turnover in advance and select the product most affected by it. Then, create advertisement campaigns that will be broadcast depending on the weather conditions. So, that was it for today. I have only one question left for you. Do you already know where you will use it or not? If you like this first podcast, subscribe, rate it, and I would be so much glad to show you a new episode that is already almost done. Ciao, bellas!